Uwe, 3 welcome points. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, I think it was needed. We've been very close against Sheffield United. We stopped the slump against Sheffield United with a really battling performance. And today we got back to winning ways. I always had a good feeling because we had a good 10 days. Especially this week, we worked on our shape and our game plan for Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And I think that paid off today.
Jack Sowerby, you brought into the team. I just want to ask you about your thought process behind that, because obviously he made that early impact for you.
I mean, we all saw the game last week from Peterborough against Bury. How much energy and how much talent and how much ground you have to cover to deny them and to attack them. And I just was asked, the gamble paid off. There wasn't a gamble at all. And I think it's a great example for our squad, for our whole club, that you can play yourself in when you play well in the development games against Preston. He was very good. And on Thursday, he wasn't in the starting 11 on Thursday. And throughout the training session, he played himself in. And today, I had no headaches before the game. I'm no worry whatsoever because I saw it with my own eyes. I trust the quality of my staff. They completely agreed to play him. And he did himself proud, not only because of the goal, but he had shown no nerves, and he brought exactly that to the table, what we was hoping for.
And that excuse me, that meant that the midfield with Kyle Dempsey and Jimmy Ryan, fit and back in playing, looked like you had that nice balance there as well.
I think the two in the middle did tremendously for me. On the ball, they calmed us down, they made it quick. We found good gaps. We managed the game in the last 15 minutes, 10 minutes better than we usually do, because we kept the ball, we run down the clock, we was 2-0 up, we even had chances to get the third and the fourth against a good team. Don't get me wrong, they are a good team, and I was very happy with our midfield. Bobby was a threat. He's not only a threat on the right hand side, he's also a threat on the left hand side. He played well, and in general, I'm happy for the squad, but we can't be too euphoric now because we won a game, and I didn't lose any sleep when we had a couple of difficult results, and now I will definitely not be over the top because we won a game of football. I think it was a good start again, and to build a new momentum, and that's what we're after.
2 weeks ago we stood here and everyone absolutely gutted about that late goal against Sheffield, but we did say at the time that could be a platform. And that's given you something to build on, and that, you know, not saying it's a turning point, Uwe, with 13 games into a 40-odd game season.
But
it was something for you to build on, that performance particularly.
Yeah, I think that we have to. This group of players are put together in the summer. There are 14 without my impact, more or less, with 14 new players. So this group is not settled in themselves. They need to find leadership in that group, in the dressing room. They need to find a way to policing themselves, to push themselves, to coming through difficult periods in the season, winning, losing, handling both ways, but also in games to do the right things to make sure we're winning and we're getting results. And we are, and I'm not saying that as an excuse, but when you have 14 new players, and the manager came in, or the head coach came in 3 days before the season starts, or 4 days. That needs time. Mm. And I'm a regular talk to the owner, regular talk to Kreta. They understand that. They see how we work on the training ground. The players putting a real shift in, but they will take time before they flourish and before we playing really as a team week in, week out.